Audio Renaissance presents Death by Meeting, a Leadership Fable by Patrick Lencioni. Read for you by Jack Arthur.
Introduction.
If I didn't have to go to meetings, I'd like my job a lot more. It's a remark I've heard from many of the leaders I've worked with over the years. I used to think that it was understandable, even humorous. But I've come to the conclusion that it's actually a sad comment on the state of our business culture. Imagine hearing a surgeon saying to a nurse before surgery, "If I didn't have to operate on people, I might actually like this job." Or a symphony conductor preparing for a performance, "If it weren't for these concerts, I would enjoy my work more." Or even a professional baseball player, "I'd love my job if I didn't have to play in these games." Ridiculous, right? But that's exactly what we're doing when we lament our meetings. Think about it this way. For those of us who lead and manage organizations, meetings are pretty much what we do. After all, we're not paid for doing anything exceedingly tangible or physical, like delivering babies, or kicking field goals, or doing stand-up comedy. Whether we like it or not, meetings are the closest thing to an operating room, a playing field, or a stage that we have. And yet most of us hate them. We complain about, try to avoid, and long for the end of meetings, even when we're running the darn things. How pathetic is it that we've come to accept that the activity most central to the running of our organizations is inherently painful and unproductive? All of this is an unnecessary shame because meetings are critical. They are where presidential cabinets discuss whether or not to go to war, where governors and their aides debate the merits of raising or lowering taxes, where CEOs and their staffs consider the decision.